This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around New York City, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and maybe even to find your next favorite artist or band. And if you like what you hear, make sure you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Bebe Stockwell. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, this was a lovely way to start a rainy Tuesday afternoon. Bebe has such a gorgeous voice and really beautiful, lyrically rich songs. Talk to me about these songs that we got to hear her play today in the studio and getting to chat with her.
She's such a lovely person, and it's really interesting because as I was talking to her, she mentioned that she wasn't sure that she would be a musician or that that was even an option for a path for her career. But, you know, if you've ever heard her music and if you've ever heard her sing, you might think to yourself, well, what else would you do? Because with a voice like that, what are you going to do aside from you'd be hiding your talent?
You must make music.
You fool. You must be a musician. But she studied music, too. But still, you know, a lot of people study music and they don't decide to pursue it as a career. But we're so glad that she did. And, you know, we always talk about the debut record being a lifetime in the making. But you get the sense after talking to her that she processes things so interestingly in her head and stores them away and revisits things, too. I mean, she's having these experiences and lyrics are just pouring out of her. So she's an interesting person and a very thoughtful woman. I enjoyed talking to her. She's fun, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that from her music also, because, you know, she has these kind of, some of the songs are a little forlorn. They're a little like, you know, Sunday, rainy day music. Uh-huh. But she's really like a sparkling personality.
That's funny. That like juxtaposition. Yeah. What is the first song that we're going to hear in today's session?
The first song is one of our favorites. And I mark my words, this is going to be one of the top songs of the year for our listeners and probably for our DJs. Minor Inconveniences from Bebe Stockwell here on WFUV.
Cold feet wear flowers, unlocked through the front door. My head hurts, my back aches. Mom calls as my voice breaks, and she asks me how I'm doing. And I say I'm fine. Burnt toast, milk spat, stub my toe on the doorstep. My cat's lost, my key's gone. My neighbor mows at the break of dawn, and he asks me how I'm doing. And I say I'm fine. They say the minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. These minor inconveniences are part of the experience of mine. Stranger from last night, overstayed like a bug, but I found him in my kitchen, doing all my dishes, and he asked me how I'm doing, and I say, they say the minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. And these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of mine. I know, and I know now that it's all right. It just takes time to breathe again. And I know now that it's all wrong. It just takes time to breathe again. They say the minor inconveniences are part of the experience of life. And these minor inconveniences are part of the experience of mine.
A live version of Minor Inconveniences here on WFUV. And that is a song from B.B. Stockwell's debut record, Driving Backwards. And B.B. is here in studio, obviously, as she just performed that song. And I'm so glad that you've joined us. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good.
I'm surprised you didn't say I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I mean, that's probably the stock answer you give your mom, right? How are you doing? I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I love that song. We've been playing it so much on the radio because it is such a wonderful song. And I understand you've talked a lot about this. This really cracks me up, is that it basically came about from you doing a Bob Dylan impersonation.
Yeah.
Like when you had a hangover.
Yeah.
Let me hear your Bob Dylan impersonation.
No, I can't.
Come on.
No, I literally, and I say I'm, no, I literally can't. I have friends that are so good at it. And I think I was voted the worst one.
Really?
In the group, yeah.
Oh, but you got the best song out
of it. I can
do
it, like, yeah. I got a song out of it.
Well, this coffee's not working today. It's not the best coffee. It's just a minor inconvenience. Like stuff like that. Did you see the biopic?
I did.
Did you like it? What did you think?
I watched it on the airplane and I cried so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was nervous to watch it because I love Bob Dylan and I was like, Timothy Chalamet is Bob Dylan. Yeah. This is crazy.
Right.
But it was so good.
He's a pretty good singer too.
Amazing. I mean, he did an amazing job.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You're an LA person now. You and Timothy should like drop a
single. Yeah, wait, should I text him?
You should definitely text
Tim,
him.
Hey, Tim, you want to start your music career?
You might as well.
Yeah, I should. So, I should DM him.
Absolutely. He'll probably get back to you. Seems like a cool dude. So originally from Boston, you lived in New York for a while because I know you went to NYU.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking of NYU, let's give a shout out to your friend who accompanied you on that song, who I think you met at NYU. Is that right?
I met Natmoosh at Berkeley 5 Week. Well, I mean, actually, no, I met Nat at NYU. Sorry.
I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
I did. I met her through one of my best friends who connected us. Because we both went to Berkeley 5 Week, and that's originally we were in the same space, mm-hmm. and then we got connected at NYU. So I guess we did fully meet at NYU.
Ah, okay.
So you were right.
Well, we're both right. Tell us a little bit about this program, because this was a pretty big thing that happened to you.
Yeah, right? It was a good, I think at that point in my life, I was just...
How old were you?
I think I was 14 or 15, mm-hmm. and I think... During the summers, I'd been going to a tennis camp with my sisters.
Oh, okay.
And it was really fun and really crusty and fun in New Hampshire. And then I wanted to do music, but it was more for fun. Mm-hmm. And my parents were like, Berkeley is right up the street. You should go to that camp. And then I went, and I think it made me see music in a more serious way. Mm-hmm. I think before it was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And I saw that actually people wanted to do it like as a career. Mm-hmm. So that was, it was definitely really impactful mm-hmm. in my career. Going to that camp.
But you've been making music since you were in the single digits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When did you first start making up songs?
Like 7?
Yeah. Yeah. What were these songs about?
I literally remember them.
I bet your parents remember them.
Oh, yeah. My dad's like, you should. No, literally my dad last week was like, I wrote the song when I was like 8. And he was like, you need to go back to this one. Like, this one's so good. I'm like, honestly.
Your dad's going back to the tapes from.
No, he is. He's like, this was really good. Like, you should put this one out. I'm like, okay. I had a lot of teachers from Berkeley, and a lot of them were folk and bluegrass players mm-hmm. and or in bands like that. So I feel like a lot of the lyrics were very in that angle, kind of like get out of here, or about love, or.
And what did you know about love at that
nothing
age?
Absolutely nothing.
Like, do you feel like you know actually, more now? Like a lot more now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I obviously loved things back then,
of course.
Yeah,
I mean, when you're younger, it's like you love something or you hate something.
Yeah,
there's no in between.
Yeah, really,
it's kind of still like that for me. And luckily,
Loki same.
Yes. And I love your new record. Congratulations.
Thank
Driving
you.
Backwards. How does it feel to have the first record out?
So good. It feels really good.
It's a lifetime in the making.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just cool to have like a group of songs out together that people can go listen to. And in some ways, I didn't think I was ever going to be able to do like music full time. I don't know. I was just never like, I never was like, I'm a singer. Uh-huh. So this is really cool for me because.
Girl, stop. With a voice like that, you never thought you could sing?
I just didn't grow up around like a lot of people that were like, doing it as a career. So I think this is just really cool to me to at least have a project out, have full songs out, and it makes me really happy.
Okay. You're going to perform another song for us, and I want to talk more about this. But when you hear her sing, you're going to be like, what else could you have been aside from a singer? All right. So would you do Want Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get this live in Studio A, BB Stockwell.
I saw your face, and I saw your smile, and I watched it fade on after a while. Oh, if only I had known then how lonely it can get, watching all love fall apart and you letting it happen. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Hold me, but you never hold me. Told me that you want me, but how would I know? And tell me that you want it to stay. Oh, I watch just fade away. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Oh, before I go. Cause I saw the signs, don't know why I stayed. Cause that night in Boston, oh, you said you'd change. Oh, if only I had known then how badly it would hurt. Watching all love fall apart, can't believe I thought we'd work. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Hold me, but you never hold me. Told me that you want me, but how would I know? And tell me that you want to stay. Oh, I was just fade away. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Oh no, before I go. Oh no, 'cause I waited for a time to tell you that I was doing bad. I watched just as we fell. All the times I wish I had. If only, oh, if I knew that. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Hold me, but you never hold me. Told me that you want me, but how would I know? Or tell me that you want to stay. As the words just fade away. Want me? If you really want me, show me that you love me before I go. Oh no, before I go. Oh no, before I go.
We're going to take a quick break from the music just to let you know that FUV Live Sessions is brought to you by New York City Center's Bat Boy the Musical, a cult classic horror comedy starring Broadway's Taylor Trench and directed by Alex Timbers, featuring a pop rock score. Bat Boy the Musical runs October 29th through November 9th. You can learn more and, of course, get your tickets at nyciticenter.org. Let me give you that website one more time. It's nyciticenter.org.
a live version of Want Me here in Studio A from Bebe Stockwell. That is another fantastic song from Driving Backwards, the first album or the first record from Bebe. And can you talk a little bit about the genesis of that song? We were talking about knowing and understanding love. And of course, knowing and understanding love goes hand in hand with loss.
Yeah. I dated someone for like a whole year last year and it ended very crazily.
What was so crazy about it?
Long distance is always insane.
This is a London fella.
This is a London boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wrote that song when we were still together. And I think I was in between sessions. And it was honestly an improv song. Like it was after a session and I sat down at the piano. And I just started playing the chords and the words. Like literally, I was like, oh, this is like what I wanted in this relationship. And I just started singing those lyrics. And I went to my next session. And I just like recorded it. And that's like the day of song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of about me wanting to let my partner know that I, you know, wanted him to show me that he wanted me to stay. Or like the lyrics are pretty straightforward. I actually showed it to him.
Oh, you showed it to him?
I did.
Like after you broke up?
No. Which is even crazier. Wow. So wow. Wild.
You were
yeah.
like, check out what's
I didn't say it was about him though.
Before I leave
I didn't
you.
Like tell him. I was like, I just wrote this in my session. And he was like, okay, cool. Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Red flag.
Oh, so many. But yeah, that song is definitely the turning point in, yeah, the downfall of the relationship started when I wrote that song.
But you got so much more out of it.
Yeah, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love singing it.
It's very empowering also because, you know, you're thinking about you're in a relationship. I'm being taken for granted. I realize it. And that's part of it is like, if I realize it, then you need to realize it too before I leave.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have like, you know, messaged me and be like, I relate to this because there's so many times in relationships and there's so many different types of relationships where like you can kind of like feel someone pushing away or even just like not, you know, being nice.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just like, why?
Yeah. Why am I dealing with this?
Yeah.
I don't need this.
Yeah.
You don't. No. Walk away. So you were just playing piano. How many instruments do you play?
I mostly play piano and guitar.
Okay.
Growing up, my dad put me, like I have a twin and a younger sister and we had a little band together.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
But we did a lot of instruments. Like I learned how to play drums, but I'm not equipped to play drums anymore. I played for like 2 years.
Yeah. You've got to have upper body strength for that.
I have
too.
No upper body strength. It's horrible. Play drums. I learned how to play banjo. I really wanted to play banjo.
Oh.
I learned to play mandolin. All these are like a little bit, you know, like a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your musical taste is so interesting because it clearly skews, to me, older folk. And that must be an influence maybe from your parents?
I think so. I think so.
Because are your friends listening to the same sort of music? No, like, are your friends listening to Bob Dylan?
I don't know. I think I listen. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now probably since you running in a different crew.
Yeah.
Like a music crew.
I mean, I think good songs everyone will always like, you know, some of those songs, everyone will listen to those songs.
Absolutely.
I think like deep cuts. Like, I think we had a lot of like records growing up.
Uh-huh.
My parents love like old music and I love the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Just like the production and the way I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like the way it was recorded on tape or something, but the way it feels makes me feel like so cozy.
Yeah.
Like in LA, I'll just play like old jazz music or.
Yeah.
And I really love old voices.
Yeah.
Because I think they have so much cool depth and weird range that sometimes I think gets lost in like new production.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think from my parents, just listening to whatever they had on like CDs and.
Tell me a little bit about your voice and how you kind of cultivated it to this beautiful old soul sound. You have a video where you're, I think you're doing a cover. Maybe it's not. Anyway, you've got a video where you say when the face doesn't match the voice.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to try something. And then people liked it. And I was like, okay.
It was very cool. But do you think your face doesn't match your voice?
Sometimes I think some people, when I go like, because I can sing really low.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what?
Yeah. You just,
so
you
I was like, I'm going to try
it. Voice. It seems like you would be, if I looked at you, I think you probably have a high voice.
Well, actually, I did acapella in high school and I was soprano one. Like, I was like the highest.
Look at
there.
The range.
Look at the, no, not like, look at my range. No, it's just like, I never sang low until, well, I know I did sing low, but not like in high school, really, because I was always just doing what we were learning.
Yeah.
Or
so then, talk about the, you know, the change in singing style and vocal styles.
Yeah. Well, I think when I was like little, it was a lot of like bluegrass, folk, that kind of music. So I guess it was a bit lower. And then like tween, teenage, a lot of pop music, really into EDM. Like I would like make EDM songs for like parties in from Boston. So like a lot of EDM music was at parties. So I would like do that for fun.
See, this does not compute EDM and the music that you're making now.
I feel like if you listen to like Jess Glynn or like Becky Hill, like they have pretty low voices. Like it's very like husky or something. Yeah. So it kept like changing and went through like kind of like weird nasal phases and, you know, only sing like I think there was like going through old videos. I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. But and then it kind of combined into this like voice I have now, which I, you know, goes in between different. Like when I play guitar, it sounds different than when I play piano. Like sometimes when I play piano, I write more soulful. Mm-hmm. Like it's more soulful, I think. And on guitar, sometimes it's a little more like not folky, but less depth sometimes. I feel that when I play different instruments, it changes.
Oh, that's so interesting. I've never heard that before. So talk to me a little bit about Blue Moon. You're going to do one more song for us. And this one is, you know, what you're talking about in that last song where you're like, this is not working. Bye. But in this one, you're like broken up and you're like, I still think about you sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you set this song up for us?
Yeah, well, honestly, I went into the session that day and I was writing with a woman named Casey Smith, who's amazing. And she had this song title called Blue Moon. And at that point, I was, you know, it was a couple months after I'd broken up with him. And I would just like see old notes I'd like in my phone or just like random things. And I was like, oh my God, I like, you know, it's like, I don't want to think about this person, but sometimes they come up. And then we just started writing it. And it was kind of a good closing moment, you know? And it's fun for me to sing because it kind of like, there's so much different range in it. It goes really low and it goes really high. And, we added so many harmonies, which was really fun in the recording. But yeah, the concept was just kind of thinking about, you know, when you don't want to think about someone and you see something and it reminds you of them.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song and you really are a very good writer. I love all the little details in this song. And I love this new record. It is so good. Driving Backwards, the first record from BB Stockwell. And I assume that you probably already have some designs on an LP.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's happening, like what's in the future for you?
Yeah, I mean, just putting out more music and...
So are you thinking that you want to just hold a bunch of songs and then put out an LP, or you just want to do some singles here and
there? People do a couple singles and then put out maybe two songs at once. I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of see what the...
See what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, BB, for hanging with us here in NYC, your old stomping grounds. And when you get tired of LA, you can always come back here. Although I bet you'd probably go to Boston, because that's where your heart is, isn't it?
New York's fun, though, too.
New York is fun. And you don't have a rivalry with us.
No.
The Boston-NY rivalry.
No, I mean, like, I was going to go to a Yankees game yesterday, or Red Sox game, sorry. I was going to go to a Red Sox game, and they were playing the Yankees yesterday.
Uh-huh. And what hat were you going to wear?
I didn't go.
It was just too much pressure.
I was too tired. But we won, though, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play this song, or we're going to let you play anyway. All right. BB, thank you so much. What a dream it is to have you here in our studio. You're such a lovely person. And I love this song, Blue Moon, which you're going to play for us. And check out the record. It is all killer and no filler. Thank you so much, BB.
Thank you.
Time flies. I look up and all has rearranged. Heart is beating broken, but it's fine. Since someone new, I think he's great. I got a routine. Go to work and then I come back home. Weekend friends, no getting drunk alone. 'Cause if I do, I might fall right back in. I admit, once in a blue moon I think about you. Over the mountains, my hidden truth. There for a moment I break in two. If only you knew. It's little things like water when it trickles down my spine. Street lamps in the parking lot at night. Knowing it'll never be the same. That's a shame that I care, 'cause chances are you don't. And I swear I'm mostly moving on, but once in a blue moon I think about you. Over the mountains my hidden truth, there for a moment I break into. If only you knew. Oh, 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 oh. Once in a blue moon I dream you're mine. All is forgiven, you're by my side. Once in a blue moon I think about you. Over the mountains my hidden truth, there for a moment I break into. If only you.
That was Bebe Stockwell performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Bebe for joining us in our studio and to Columbia Records and Loyalty Management. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, and Matthew Ellersick. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Liv Grant. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts, so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of the FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.